Some that are out traveling, we've got a lot of folks that are sick right now. We need to look around and see who's not here, and just think about them, pray about them, and again, keep in mind our shut-ins. See me afterwards this morning for one of the cards to go and visit with them or check on them this week, all right? We are talking about, have been talking about, statements of Jesus where he uses the word unless, and this is the last lesson in this series where we've been looking at 8 different statements that Jesus makes where he uses that word unless or except. And what we've been focusing on in this whole series of lessons is the fact that Jesus is setting certain conditions for a relationship with him. And we, again, trying to make it clear to people that say, look, folks say, well, I thought that God's love was unconditional. And we need to make sure that we understand that, yes, God's love is conditional. Agape is conditional, always has been, always will be. But we also need to understand that salvation is conditional. I said it wrong, didn't I? Agape is unconditional. Salvation is conditional. Okay? God wants us back in relationship with him, but we've got to understand ourselves, and we've got to share this with other people. Don't be afraid to tell them, you see, that a relationship with God is conditional, and there are certain terms and conditions that he has set, and he's the one who gets to set those terms and conditions. You know why that is? Because he's the creator.
That's right.
Okay? He's the creator, so he gets to set those terms and conditions. And the statements that we've been looking at, where Jesus uses this word or the word except or unless, are helping us to understand what are those conditions that God has set for us to be able to be in a relationship with him. Okay, so as we finish this series of lessons, we're going to talk about cutting and pruning. All right, we're talking about some basic gardening things that we need to understand, because that's what Jesus is talking about in this last unless statement. So let's consider some things about gardening that we need to make sure that we understand. First of all, you have a gardener who decides he wants to have a garden. All right, now one of the things that we have to understand is, why do you want to have a garden? Okay? It's because why you want something from that garden, right? You plant a garden because you want something, whether it's tomatoes or watermelons or squash or beans or whatever it is, you want something out of that garden, right? Okay, so we're talking about productivity. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to that in just a moment. So the gardener, because he wants something, he's going to plant a garden. He does all the things necessary to get the soil ready and prepared, and then he plants his seed or he puts his seedlings in the ground. Now, in order for those things to grow, then he's got to make sure that he does the proper amount of watering and fertilizer and those kinds of things. But as that garden continues to grow, there is a problem that oftentimes comes up, and it's called weeds, okay? So therefore, the gardener has to do some weeding in order to tend the garden and take care of it to make sure that the garden is as healthy as it can be so that he gets the most fruit or productivity out of the garden, right? Okay, so everybody's with me on this so far. So the gardener is taking care of his garden, but there are some other things that need to take place in, you know, taking care of a garden. From time to time, some of the things that have grown in that garden, they die. All right? And so in order for, again, productivity, then what do you have to do? You got to cut out the stuff that's dead so you make room for new stuff so you get more productivity, more fruit out of the garden, right? So the dead stuff, you got to cut it out of there and you get it away from the garden and out, right? But then there's pruning, okay? Now, we need to make sure we understand the difference between cutting and pruning, okay? Cutting the stuff out is where, again, as I said a moment ago, you got some dead stuff there. It's not going to produce anything. So you cut that stuff out of there, you make way for other plants and other growth and so forth to replace that is dead and unproductive. Pruning, on the other hand, is where you take the plants that are producing and you cut them back, and the whole idea of that is so that they produce, help me out here, more. Thank you. You see, that's the whole idea behind pruning. You cut back some of those things that are growing so that it's allowed to grow even more. You get more fruit when you do the pruning. If you don't prune, then you're not going to get as much fruit off of your plants as you would if you prune. You got to cut some of that stuff back, and it allows for more productivity or more growth in that. So that takes us to the text that was read for us as we began this morning, John chapter 15 and verse 1. Jesus identifies himself as the vine, and he identifies God the Father as the gardener. Now, let me just ask you to be thinking about this for a moment. In terms of this gardener, and what has he done in order to, in a sense, kind of prepare the soil, so to speak, in order that he might have growth in you and in me. Just think about that a moment. You see? He's prepared the soil. Okay? He's provided the water. He's provided the fertilizer, all the things that are necessary for growth to take place in us. Okay? Jesus identifies him as the one who takes care of and plants the garden. But he identifies himself as the one who is the actual vine or the plant in God's garden. Verse 2, all right? He says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. Or he, some translations say he cuts it off. All right? And every branch that bears fruit, what does he do to it? There's that pruning again. He prunes it. But again, why does God do this pruning? So that it will bear more fruit. Now, I don't know about you, but I think about that in terms of that God is saying to you, I'm not satisfied with just a little bit of fruit. Okay? And you shouldn't be either. God doesn't want us to just bear a little bit of fruit. He doesn't want us to be satisfied with, well, I got some fruit, I'm happy with that. He wants us to bear as much as possible. And so that's why he prunes us, so that the more pruning and the growing and then the pruning again, it produces more and more fruit. Because God wants as much as possible. Just like the gardener, you growing those tomatoes or whatever it is you're growing, you want as many tomatoes as possible, right? That's what God wants out of us. He wants us to bear as much fruit as possible. So he prunes us so that we will bear more fruit. So don't ever be satisfied with bearing enough. You say, always be wanting to bear more fruit for the Lord. Okay? But what is this bearing fruit? A lot of people have the misconception that when the Bible talks about bearing fruit, it's talking about making more Christians. But that's not what it's referring to. Okay? Bearing fruit is not about making more Christians, although that's a result of bearing fruit in our lives. Okay, but that's not the fruit that it's talking about. Do we need to be trying to help other people become Christians?
Yeah.
Everybody's head should be going like this. Okay, yes, we should be. But when Jesus is talking about bearing fruit, he's not talking about making more Christians. He's talking about the way that we are living in our lives. In other words, okay, bearing fruit is living a godly life. It is abiding in Christ, living our life in Christ Jesus. And perhaps the best way to understand that is that we are living daily in our lives the fruit of the Spirit. See? So, again, let me just cause you to think about it this way. Is there a point in our lives where we can bear enough of the fruit of the Spirit? You say, the answer to that is no. See, we should never be satisfied that we have reached a certain level of love, joy, peace, patience, comfort, and gentleness, and self-control, kindness. We should never get to a point in our lives where we look at that and go, I got enough of that in my life. See? And that's why Jesus is always wanting to prune us, you see, or God's always wanting to prune us so that we will bear more of those things in our lives on a daily basis. But that's what he's talking about, is living out the fruit of the Spirit in our lives on a daily basis. Okay? We can't do that unless we remain in Him. He makes that very clear by this statement. Okay? We've got to remain in Him. So, bearing fruit for the Lord is all about abiding in Christ. Okay? Or living our life in Him. Alright? Look at what he says as he continues on here, alright? Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. Okay? And look at what he says here. You cannot be fruitful, and here's that statement, unless you remain in me.
Amen.
Now, the last two lessons that we've been focusing on in this series, we've been looking at Jesus' role, okay, in our salvation. We looked at, 2 weeks ago, we looked at Jesus as he talks about being that grain of wheat that has to fall to the ground and die. And that was his role where he died on the cross, you see, for us. And last week we were talking about that. Jesus says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. So Jesus there talking about what his role is. And here we need to understand our role in our salvation is to remain in him. Or remain attached to the vine. Because unless we do, you say, then we're going to die. The branch, you have to understand this, the branch cannot nourish itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. I mean, that's just basic, you know, biology here, okay? You know, you have a tree out there, and how does the nourishment get to the branches on the tree? Well, because the branches are still connected to it. It flows up from the ground, up into the through the roots and so forth to all the tree, right? So if you cut a branch off, what happens? It dies because it has no way whatsoever to get any nourishment on its own. And that's an important part of understanding this statement here. That Jesus wants us to know that on our own, we can't do anything. We cannot nourish ourselves by ourselves. The only way to get that nourishment is to be connected to the vine. And that's Jesus. Okay? So that's why he makes it in this way. Unless you remain in me. Okay? Unless you remain in me. That's the only way to continue to bear fruit. To continue to get nourishment. So that we will bear fruit. If that branch breaks off, or if it's cut off, it's simply going to die. It's going to dry up and wither. Okay? So it's got to remain in the vine if it's going to produce anything. If, just basically, if it's going to live, it's got to remain in the vine. All right? So it's all about life in the vine. And who's the vine?
Jesus.
Are you sure? Who's the vine?
Jesus.
Thank you. Okay? And that's where our spiritual nourishment comes from, is from Jesus. We can't get that from any other source, and we can't get it on our own. Okay? Now, again, look at what Jesus says. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. As long as we remain attached to him, he's going to hold on to us. Okay? No branch can bear fruit by itself. You simply cannot do it. Okay? You go out in your yard, you find a branch of from an apple tree laying out there. You ain't going to get any apples all day. You can stand there and look at it all day. You can pour fertilizer on it. You can pour water on it. You can do anything you want to. It's not going to produce any fruit. Okay? It's just not going to happen. All right? You must remain in the vine, he says. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. The only way that the fruit is going to happen. Remember, what is the fruit again? A life in Christ. You see, living a godly life. Fruit of the Spirit. All right. In order for us to live that way, we've got to remain in him. People say, well, wait a minute, but I know a lot of nice people are us in the world. Yeah, but you know what? Nice isn't going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Nice isn't going to get you heaven. You hear it all the time. Oh, you're such a nice person. Amen. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad there are a lot of nice people in the world. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about nice here. You see? We're talking about bearing fruit for the Lord. And there's a whole difference between being a nice person and being a person who is full of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, gentleness, and self-control, isn't there?
Yes.
You see? There are a lot of nice people that don't have that fruit of the Spirit in their lives. And why? Because they're not attached to the vine.
Amen.
So being nice is not enough. Alright? You cannot live a godly life without Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? Again, you can be a nice person, but nice isn't going to get you to heaven. Okay? Being a godly person and living a godly life, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, is what we're doing. Okay? Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He continues looking down. Verse 5. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. You see? Apart from me, you can do nothing. So again, we've got to remain in him. What is the key in all of this? It's about bearing fruit, isn't it? That's what the gardener wants. He wants fruit out of our lives, as we've been saying. And apart from Jesus, you can't do that. In fact, he says you can do nothing apart from him. All right? Finally, let's talk about withered branches. What happens to them? Well, you know, again, we talked about the fact that in that garden from time to time, some of that stuff dies, right? In order to have the garden to be as healthy as you got to cut that stuff out of there so that it's not, you know, taking up space where you can have other plants in there growing and producing fruit. So you got to cut all that stuff out of there. Gardening, again, is all about productivity. I don't know of anybody, even if you talk about a flower garden, I don't know of anybody who just plants a garden just so they can have a garden out there. We want something from that garden. And even if it's a flower garden, you want flowers that are producing, that are sprouting and are producing color and all those kinds of things, right? That's productivity. So gardening is all about productivity. It's all about getting something back from the plants that are there. All right? The gardener wants fruit. That's the bottom line. And God is the gardener, and he wants fruit. Plants that are unproductive are cut away, are removed, because they're not going to produce anything. Once a branch is cut off from the vine, it's not going to do anything. It's going to wither, and it's going to die and dry up. And this is what Jesus has to say about those branches. Those who won't live a godly life are like those unproductive branches. This is what happens to them. They're going to wither and die. Verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. The only thing that you can do with those branches are to pile them up and burn them. That's the only thing they're good for. Firewood. Okay. Because they cannot produce fruit. So they are gathered up, piled up, and thrown into the fire and burned. And make no mistake about it, these are part of the conditions that Jesus is wanting us to make sure we understand about being in relationship with him. You cannot be in that relationship if you detach yourself from the vine, or if you've never attached yourself by giving your life to him. And what will happen when you die physically and leave this world is that you face the judgment in the fires of hell. There is nothing left for you except to be burned up. Now that's harsh words that a lot of people don't want to hear today. See, we want preachers to tell us how much God loves us and how much his love is unconditional, right? And that makes everybody feel good, and everybody leaves from church going, wow, isn't life great? Isn't God wonderful? But we need to understand this aspect of it. Yes, God loves us unconditionally, as we've been saying all along. But if we detach ourselves from Him, we will die. And people need to hear that message. They need to understand that. You say? We need to understand God wants us to be producing fruit for Him in our lives. We cannot do that if we detach ourselves, as I said a moment ago, or if we have never attached ourselves by giving our life to Him. So here's a question for you. As we sing our invitation song this morning, okay, what's hanging on your tree? Just a bunch of dead, dried up old limbs? Or do you have the fruit that God wants you to be bearing, the fruit of the Spirit in your life, that is evident to everyone that looks at you? See? And here's the thing you got to think about. You know, you have an orchard, you have some plants, you have some trees or whatever that are fruit-bearing trees, and people walk up to that tree, they look at it and go, wow, look at those apples. Don't they look so good? I want some of that. Say, give me one of those apples. And that's how God wants people to look at us. People look at that at us and they see the fruit of His Spirit on us and they say, I want some. Say, we want what we have. And that's why He wants us to be bearing fruit for Him. Because that's what's attractive to other people. And that's what causes other people then to give their life to Him. Say, by the fruit that we bear in our lives. So what's hanging on your tree? Are you bearing the fruit? Are you producing that fruit in your life on a daily basis so that others can see Jesus living in you? Or are you just kind of satisfied with the productivity that you've been doing, not willing to let God prune you so that you produce more, but just kind of being happy with where you are and where you've been? That's not good enough. You've got to allow God to prune you so you will produce more fruit for Him. Okay? Or maybe, have you not attached yourself to the vine? Have you not given your life to Christ? See? It's all about being attached to Him. And we do that by dying to ourselves and giving our life to Him. If you haven't done that yet, you need to understand that you are one of those branches that's withered and dying. But one of the great things is something the Apostle Paul talks about is what he refers to as engrafted branches. And that's really what we are. When we give our life to Christ, He grafts us in. You see? So if that's what you need to do to give your life to Christ, allow Him to graft you into the vine. You see? So that you can be bearing fruit for Him. Confess Jesus as Lord. Repent of the sin that has been separating you from Him and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. Whatever else we might be able to help you with, the opportunity is yours. Jerry will be in the back to receive anyone that would like to have a private prayer or conversation with him, and I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone who might come up here. The opportunity is open to you. The Lord's invitation is given. Let's stand together.